Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
My colleague Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, USA 1, Iran 0. What does that mean for the people of Iran in protests against the brutal regime for weeks? We welcome Benan Bentaleblou of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to help us understand the protest ongoing, and especially what I saw on video packages out of Doha, which is Iranians, I'm presuming Iranians from the diaspora, making it very clear that they were in sympathy with the protesters back home who are being brutalized routinely by the regime, the Basij. There were also sharp elbows thrown by vigorous young men who looked to be doing the work of the Ayatollah. Benham, the World Cup is a confusion enough. The U.S. defeated Iran, but then again, the Iranian team represented not only the aspirations for the people, but something about the protests. How do these things all tie together? Good evening to you, Benham.
A very good evening to you, John and Malcolm. A pleasure to be back with you again. You know, listen, this is just another sign of the times that once the Iranian national team, Team Melli, which has been so glorified, both in terms of the diaspora, as well as the dissident population, as well as almost all Iranians of all walks of life inside Iran that have been glorified for so long, to have the population turn out and cheer on the American victory over Team Melli tells you how far we have come in this protest movement and how wide the chasm or the cleavage or the gap is between state and society in Iran, that the Iranian people, whether inside or outside the country, want so little, want essentially nothing at all, want 180 degree opposite to do with the regime in Tehran, that they will root on the opposite team that is playing, and in fact, cheer on a loss for the national team simply because it is a team, that 3 days before they left to Qatar to play in the World Cup had met with Iranian President Raisi while there was peak protests going on. So even the politics of soccer is not immune to the larger national convulsion of the protests from the street against the state since the killing of Mahsa Amini in mid-September 2022. And when you transpose that onto the politics of the game in Qatar, you've already seen, for instance, the fact that the Iranian national team in game one did not sing the national anthem, and that you had the coach or the head player after then come out and actually talk and give, you know, support to the Iranian protesters. Then the next game, they win the game against Wales, and then they lose the game against the U.S. They begrudgingly seem to be singing the national anthem in the second and third game. And then ultimately, you saw scuffles, like you mentioned, outside of the stadium in Qatar. And ultimately, you even saw videos in the aftermath of the U.S., rightly, in my view, not putting on the Islamic Republic emblem on the Iranian flag there. You saw Iranians trying to bring in the old flag into the stadium and them getting those old flag wrestled away, whether by security or unofficial forces, who knows?
Yeah. And the Qataris also in advance got the list of all the Iranians who had sought to buy tickets and gave it to the Iranian government. So they already eliminated some of those that they were identified as protesters and didn't give them permission to go, which is another unfortunate development. But I, as you say, this has broader ramifications, and perhaps you could tie it to what we've seen in the mapping project that you did of the events that have occurred in Iran. And of course, it's only the ones that you know, and the events, you document 1,800 events. Some of the activists say that were double that number. But how does the geographic distribution of the protests reveal who's participating and what is motivating them?
It's really an excellent question, because there really is a mosaic to these protests. And these protests that began in mid-September are the second major set of nationalist or nationwide anti-regime protests that have spread across the country. And they build on the trajectory or trend of popular street protests in Iran that we saw starting in late December 2017, where they don't begin in Tehran, but they begin on the outside in, they begin on the periphery. They amplify province after province. There's a contagion effect, and then they ultimately move towards the center. And you see that in some of the mapping that we had put out. And you particularly see some of the heavy protests going on ethno-sectarian minorities, literally people who live on the social, geographic, and demographic periphery of the Iranian state, of the periphery of the Islamic Republic, and the regime's most violent crackdown against those forces in an attempt to make what is a national protests. Literally, protests have been going on now for over 2.5 months, hitting all of Iran's 31 different and diverse provinces. But the regime is trying to make it spin and look like some kind of ethno-sectarian breakup moment, which is why when you look at deaths, for instance, you have precisely very high deaths in provinces like Kurdistan and Balochistan, because it's an attempt by the regime to pin this on ethno-sectarian minorities and once again try to project strength abroad when they're weak at home. Let's not forget, they have fired ballistic missiles, quite literally weapons of war, at northern Iraq, at Iraqi Kurdistan, 3 times now since these protests have been ongoing. So there is obviously something to look at when we look at the Iranian map, but there's also the spillover effect in the region and this, the implication on Khamenei's thinking when it comes to foreign and security policy.
I'm struck by a symmetry, if accurate, Benham. In China, these last days, we're told that the protesters don't want reform. They want Xi Jinping and the Communist Party out. Is that also true in Iran? They don't want reform. They want Ayatollah to learn how to swim and get out.
Quite literally, and I'm glad you made that parallel, because there is a critical juncture in many of these protest movements. The end of reform, failure of reform, you saw that with the Green Movement in 2009 and the brutal repression of the protests in the year of popular street protests against the regime by elements of the reform movement from 2009 to 2010. From 2010 to 2017, you had the failure of reform. You had the overpromise and underdelivery of the social, economic, and political benefits of what became ultimately the nuclear deal and the politics of nuclear diplomacy. And you had, quite critically, many, many, many labor strikes that laid the predicate for the street convulsions that we've seen with much greater frequency from 2017 to present. And unlike 1999 and 2009, 2017 to present are not at all tied to an element or a pillar of the state or to a political party which previously sought reform. These seek wholesale regime change, wholesale revolution, and you see that quite quite poignantly when you look at the slogans. And there has been a slogan that has been continuously chanted since 2018, which is about rejecting the popular factions in the regime, which in Persian is Eslah Talab Usubiyara Digitamul Majara, which translates to reformist, principalist, the jig is up.
Malcolm?
What would you say the United States should do? Our policy seems to have been one of hands-off for a long time, that we don't discuss regime change, even though the people there increasingly do declare that that is their goal and have putting their lives on the line to achieve it. What should we get from Congress, the White House, State Department, in order to show support to the people without, directly getting involved on the ground?
Oh, my God. Well, there's really a laundry list of things that we could do. And I've had the pleasure of putting some of these ideas out in the public with some of my colleagues since this round of protests have begun. We had a 10-point plan that we published and is available on the FDA website. But just some highlights for you. Step number one, do no harm. Most unfortunately, despite the very good stuff we're seeing from Europe, Canada, UK, US, and even other folks such as Australia and other countries where there are, female foreign ministers, they've convened on this issue before. Despite all of this good stuff and some of the designations campaigns that we've seen, Western policy, particularly American policy, remains handicapped on Iran by the JCPOA. Time to close the door on this fatally flawed deal, because this deal would underwrite the regime's domestic oppression and foreign aggression. Close the door on the JCPOA through the process that allows it, which is the snapback mechanism, which is going to expire in 2025. And the regime is precisely firing on all pistons at once to try to distract us from this pivotal point. Close the door on the deal, deny the regime the money to continue its aggression abroad and at home, and ultimately push away from something that does not even do what it says it's supposed to do, which is to prevent Iranian nuclear weapon. That's step number one. Step number two is to have a real powerful strategy of support that, you know, allows you to do things that people as diverse as Biden and Trump have done, which is to stand with the Iranian people through monies like the confiscation of tankers that both Biden and Trump have done that violate U.S. oil sanctions. The U.S. has traditionally taken some of the oil off of these tankers, market priced them, and through DOJ asset forfeiture actions, been able to have them available for funds for court cases that are outstanding for victims and families of terrorism. We should be actively enforcing the oil sanctions and not pulling our punches on these sanctions, not only because it allows the regime to continue to live to fight another day and do the kind of stuff they're doing, not just in the Middle East, but also now vis-a-vis the Russians and the export of drones and, God forbid, potentially ballistic missiles to Putin in Ukraine, but to now use that money for a protest policy strike fund to make sure that the Iranian strikers, if they ever get to amplify the Iranian street, have the financial wherewithal to continue their campaign against the Islamic Republic.
Ben and Penn Talibu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Malcolm Honlein, I'm John Bash.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.